For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team, a four-point weekend last weekend on the road to Bowling Green. Host Lake State this weekend, joined by Hudson Thornton. I'm sure it's happened before. I don't remember a guy scoring a game-winning goal twice in the same game. Did you know the first one was offside or not?
No, I didn't, to be honest. But when we came back to the bench and they were reviewing it, it didn't seem too positive that it was going to be a goal. So just kind of hit the reset button and waited for the final decision. Obviously, it wasn't a goal. And you just go right back to work and try and win the game again.
How many coast-to-coast goals have you scored?
Not many. Not many. But, yeah, it was just obviously, that was pretty cool, especially it being in overtime and to help us get, like you said, cap off the four-point week in there, and pretty special goal.
You got plenty of space in three-on-three. You kind of used it to your advantage. Once you got around that guy, did you kind of know it was going to be a good result?
I mean, I kind of saw in my peripheral that I had some space once I kind of went around him, and I knew at some point that the 30 on the ice was going to come and try and cut me off, and I've never been a guy that can score in tight, so just kind of tried to put the puck in my forehand quick and at least got a shot on net, and thankfully went in.
Your thoughts on the first four CCHA games that you've played? What is the style, what you thought it was going to be? What's the intensity like? Did that kind of match what you kind of thought it would be too?
Yeah, I think it was as advertised for the most part. It's a hard league. It's a hard league to score in. Teams play very well defensively. Teams are very well structured, well coached. But yeah, overall, it's been obviously a blast, and I'm fortunate and thankful to be here.
I know you've been asked this a bunch. You were one of the first pro back to college guys in college hockey. When you got that phone call and you're like, is this even legal? What was that like?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Honestly, I got a text from my agent just to send him his transcripts, and I made a joke to my dad. I was like, oh, I bet he's trying to see if I'm eligible for NCAA. And believe it or not, a week later, Wins texted me and said, you know, there might be a possibility if I go through the eligibility process that I'll be able to be granted. And I'm very thankful for the NCAA, obviously, to grant me eligibility, and obviously for Bemidji and believing in me and thinking that I can come here and make a difference on the ice.
What's this team been like for you fitting in?
Yeah, it's been good. The group of guys we have here are phenomenal. From the moment I stepped in, I felt at home. I felt welcome, and it's nice. You're playing with guys that are all around your age again, and you're having fun on the ice, and obviously, it helps when you win games.
I asked this to Tom this week. You know, you start the year poorly in conference play. It seems like you're chasing the game the rest of the year. You're not now. How important is that for the stretch run?
Yeah, I think that's huge. Obviously, we're where we want to be at right now, and but I think that obviously comes with holding ourselves to a higher standard now, and we know what it takes to now win, and obviously we want to keep trending in that direction. So to obviously get four wins in our first four games, that's what you want. But we have to also understand that it doesn't get any easier. Now every team's going to want to come for us. So I really like where we're at right now, and we're going to keep getting better every week and keep trending in the right direction.
Does a team have to reset their goals when you start the year the way you guys have?
Yeah, I think, you celebrate the weekend when you sweep, and then you kind of flush it down the toilet and focus on the next opponent. As you can see, you look at the week that happened last week and all the games, or anybody can beat anybody in this league. So no matter who you're playing at any time, you got to be at your 100% game.
Best of luck.
Thank you.